This is your Wild Podcast, episode 41.
Welcome to This Is Your Wealth with Richard Okere Jr., where our goal is to inspire you to build your wealth, drive a business, and live the extraordinary life.
Hello there, guys, and welcome to another episode of This Is Your Wealth Podcast Show. It's yours truly, Richard Okere Jr. here, and today we'll be discussing another great topic on an aspect of life that I believe that every one of us want to improve on. You would notice that I have not done a new podcast episode for a while now, and that is basically because I've been trying to put a lot of things together. You know, one of those times in your life when you want to just sit back a bit and reorganize a lot of things that you are doing and see how everything makes sense. And that is what I've been doing since then. At some point, I mentioned that I was going to be doing more interviews. And yes, I'll be doing more interviews, interviewing entrepreneurs who are building their businesses and to learn about what they are doing and how we can apply them to our businesses, what they are doing that has been attracting the success that they have been experiencing, and also how we as entrepreneurs can apply it to our businesses and be able to grow our art, okay? And that is what I'll be doing majorly on this podcast show, interviewing entrepreneurs. So today I want to do my own teaching, and that is on an aspect of life that I have come to learn a lot about, and I want to share my ideas on it. And that is how you can become a genius and accelerate your creativity. Now, one simple fact that I've learned in life that every one of us have the potential to be geniuses, okay? Every one of us have creative ability in us. And what differentiates us from the people that we see now that have been able to create extraordinary things out of their own ingenuity is because they have taken time to develop their abilities. They have taken time to develop that creative ability. They have taken time to sharpen it and deploy it to achieve extraordinary things. Okay, so, and that is what differentiates each and every one of us from them. And most times we begin to think that they are born with that ability. But the fact is that that is not the way it is. Okay. God is not a God of inequality. Okay. He has created everything. Whatever he gave to Mr. A, he gave to Mr. B in order to achieve what destiny that he has given to each and every one of us. Okay. So he has given you enough to achieve what he wants you to achieve. And that is, if we can decide to improve on our creative ability and sharpen it, okay, and work it every day, that is how we can begin to achieve the kind of thing that we want to achieve in our lives. So if you can decide now to, okay, work your creative ability and be able to sharpen it every day, you can be outstanding as those other people that you are seeing and be like them and even do better than them, okay? So I want to share with you 5 tips that if you apply them, I have been applying them, I've gotten a lot of extraordinary results. And if you can apply these 5 tips, you can also begin to see a lot of creativity come out from you, and see that you are also a genius and accelerate your creativity basically. Okay, number one is be an intentional learner. Okay, there are a lot of resources out there for you to learn and improve your knowledge. The foundation of creativity is giving yourself access to information, taking in new information every day, okay? Out of the fullness of the information you get, your creative ability speaks, okay? So what new knowledge are you gaining, okay? You cannot create what you don't know. So if you don't intentionally feed your mind, it will not grow or produce anything better. Okay, so ask yourself that question. How are you improving your knowledge? Okay, how are you feeding your mind? What are the kind of information you are feeding your mind with? What are the questions that you are asking every day in your environment? Because if you don't ask questions, you cannot get answers. And basically, you cannot improve your knowledge. Okay, so if you ask questions every day, how is this way? What can I do in order to better what I'm doing now? How is this person doing what he is doing, and what can I learn from him? Okay, so if you decide every day that you are going to make yourself a person of new knowledge, that helps you to have to gather the amount of information that spurs your creativity. So be an intentional learner. Read books, buy audios, go to YouTube. There are a lot of information out there that you can learn from, okay? I belong to a Facebook group, and one of the ladies there said that she decided this year that she was going to read a book every week. And she was giving her report around April. So between January and April, she had read about roughly 16 to 20 books. And that is powerful. So many of us go through a year without being able to read one book completely. And that is something bad. And you ask yourself, why are you not achieving the kind of, why are you not as creative as this other guy is? It's simple. You know, you are not improving your knowledge. Okay, so please go out there and begin to acquire new information. So that is number one. Be an intentional learner. Number two is write. If you don't write now, there is no way for you to be able to look at what you have been learning and say, okay, well, this is what I've been learning. This is what I've been learning. So if you can decide now to write the things that you learn every day, okay, I developed a template called the High Profit Performance Template. And that is a template that I use for my coaching programs, my work with premium clients. And basically what that does is for you to write down your goals for each day. And as you are working those goals, you are definitely going to be learning things, but most of us do not write down the things that we learn each day. So I created that template, and that template helps you to write down your goals, work them, rate your performance on each of those goals, and write what you learn from those goals. Okay, why try to achieve those goals? And that is basically it. Now, what you have to be doing is write down the things that you learn every day. Have a pen and paper with you. You can be walking on the road and an idea drops into your mind. You want to write it down, okay? Research has proven that writing with your hands stimulates the part of your brain called the reticular activating system. And that is a system that helps you to internalize concepts and ideas in your mind faster. So you need to work that system. You don't have to keep that system dull and underperforming. So you need to work that system every day to keep it active and productive. And how do you do that? It's by writing. Engage not just your mind when you are reading, or don't engage just your eyes when you are reading, but engage your hands also. So that means as you read, you write also. So have a jotter with you, especially when you are reading books, write concepts, ideas, you know, things that you feel that you need to write down. Write them and improve with them. Okay, so number three is think. One of the most important things that you need to be doing is thinking. And not just thinking for the sake of it, but thinking for yourself. Okay? If you determine to add something extra to the ordinary, if you are determined to actually be creative, and the word there is create, and create means to think something out, okay? And being able to think something out means that you need to engage in that activity of thinking. So ask yourself, do you engage in that activity of thinking? A popular preacher in Nigeria once said that one of the things that he does most is he spends his time mostly thinking and writing. And that is an astounding thing. Okay. You can decide to be that kind of a person. I have personally made a habit out of thinking. I think all the time. In fact, I think so much that my friends notice it and they begin to ask me, Richard, you're not even married and you think like this. So it's funny most times when they say that. But the fact is that, you know, I think a lot. And we all need to engage in our activity, because I've been able to create the things that I have been able to create because I have engaged myself in a lot of thinking. And when I engage myself in that thinking, new ideas drop into you, into your mind that you need to put to work. Okay? I ask myself a lot of questions. And when I ask those questions, it propels me to think. And when I think, I create things. And you also can be that kind of person. The fact is that if you want to stand out in life, you've got to stand out in your thinking. Okay? So if you have to write that down, please go ahead and write it down. So if you have to want to stand out in life, you have to stand out in your thinking. And spend time in the morning to think. Spend time at night to think before you sleep. That helps to keep your brain active and creative. Okay? If you don't work your brain, it's not going to create anything outstanding. All right? So that leads me to number four. Number four is create. Now, you do not have to be a genius to create. Okay? Just go out there and create something. Don't be a copy and paste human being, because that's what a lot of us do on social media. We just go and copy content from somebody else and post it on social media. But ask yourself, what can I create? What is the new thing that I create? Okay? It takes that decision to create new things for you to be able to create new things. Okay? So please, ask yourself, what new thing can I create? Give yourself a creativity challenge. At some point, a lady I had a consultation with told me that one of her problems was being able to create something new every day. She has a problem coming up with new content every day. So I gave her a challenge. I said, okay, we are going to do something. I want you to create something new every day for the next 7 days. And when we took that decision, we said she was going to do it. And then she began to do it. On Monday, she created a new content for the next 7 days. And she did that consistently. And I was surprised by the amount of engagement she got. The quality of writing that she even did. The most important thing is not what you create, but the process of creating. That thinking that you do. Okay? So please, you can give yourself that challenge that, okay, for the next 7 days, I'm not going to copy any quote from anybody. I'm not going to try to do anything. I'm just going to spend my time thinking and creating something. Okay, and one thing that you have to know is that creativity isn't about perfection. You don't have to be perfect. It's basically about improvement. Okay, improving on what you did yesterday. Even if it's just an ounce of improvement, you have done something good. Okay, so creativity isn't about being perfect. It's just about improvement, doing something better that you did yesterday. So please create something. You want to write a book, go ahead and write the book. If you want to draw, go ahead and draw. If you just keep on doing something that is going to keep you, your brain active and keep you coming out with new, fresh content as much as possible. Okay. And stand out basically. Now, number five, and which is the last, is participate. Participate. Now, there are a lot of activities, there are a lot of courses and projects happening around us that we can enroll in, which requires our creative ability. Say a conference going on around you and they need volunteers, go ahead and volunteer. Probably a project going on and they need a team and you have some kind of skill that you can contribute. Go ahead and join that team or project, okay? Just participate. You are in an organization and they need leaders to fill in some roles. Why not go there and volunteer to be that leader, okay? Why not go there to volunteer to be that person that's going to cause a change in your environment, cause a change in your group? Don't just stand there and look at those guys doing their thing, okay? Because you first have to take that decision to come out and participate and be on spotlight in order for you to gain new knowledge and be able to deploy your creativity to create something extraordinary. So please, you don't just stand there and look at people and ask yourself, why am I not doing this? Why am I not doing that? Those people decided to participate in their life. Okay. Those people decided to take their life into their hands, to take their growth and betterment into their hands and participate in things that's going to help them improve it. So please, whether it's an NGO or whatever it is, go on, participate, and you are going to witness a lot of improvement in your creativity. All right. So let me recap the 5 points again. The first thing I said, be an intentional learner. Number two, write. Number three, think. Number four, create. And number five, participate. So if you can do these 5 things consistently, believe you me, you will be a genius. Okay. You will be a genius. People are going to look at you and be like, wow. How come this guy is so brilliant? How come this guy is doing this kind of extraordinary things? And believe you me, it's not a secret. This is not a secret. Or if it's a secret, if you don't know it, it's a secret for you. But now that you know it, the information is out there for you to go and learn. And please, you can learn and begin to deploy these 5 things that I have taught you today. And believe you me, you are going to be that genius that you've always wanted to be and accelerate your creativity. Okay, now I want to close with this. Basically, everything I talked about revolves around brain work. Okay, it centers around putting your brain to work. And the brain is the engine room of creativity. So if you can't decide now that I'm going to put my brain to work at any opportunity I get, or even not just waiting for the opportunity, but creating the opportunity yourself to put your brain to work, then your brain will improve and you are going to see an improvement in your creative ability. Like I said earlier, nobody is born a genius, okay? But you have to work on yourself to be that genius, okay? We all have seeds of ingenuity in all of us, but then you have to work your ingenuity, develop every day, sharpen it every day for it to function at its full potential. So let me leave you with this question. What kind of activities spoil your creative ability? What kind of activities spoil your creativity the most? So I would like you to give a response to this and give a reply to this. So please go to the Smart Career Network Facebook group. That is richardthecreator.com/group and post your comments on this. Okay. I would like to get your comments on this. What kind of activities spoil your creativity the most? Okay, so please go to the Smart Career Network, post your comments, or you can post on the blog also and let us read it and just get the conversation going. So thank you so much for being on this episode. Please, if you loved it, share it with your friends on Facebook, on Twitter. Please go to iTunes and leave a comment, or review for us. And remember to live smart and be extraordinary.
Thanks for listening to This Is Your Wealth podcast at www.richardokere.com.